Sing along with me if you know it, folks.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind.
We've been there 10,000 years.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first meet.
And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
It's good to see you. It's good to see all of you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Good to see all of you this morning. Welcome to Mount Calvary Community Church. This is our first time ever of streaming live. We never streamed dead before either, but this is the first time I'm streaming live out here. But you know, what a joy it is to be back into God's house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to try this, Brother Matt, up on the screen. You have the words to hopefully the title is Heaven Came Down and Glory Filled My Soul. We're going to ask you to stand in just a moment where you are. Here we go. Heaven Came Down. Boy, that's the one. That's the one over there. So we're going to, once we got the words up, here we go. Stay on your feet. Sing along with me. Hopefully it's one you know. 657. 657.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, He made all the darkness depart. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine. Justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine. And the transaction so quickly was made when as a sinner I came. Took up the offer of grace, seen it proper, He saved me, oh, praise His dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Got an echo in here.
When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled. my soul. Now I've a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven for sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believe. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I receive. Oh, heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins
be seated. You may be seated. What a joy it is to be back into God's house. I know that it's been a challenging time for a lot of folks. It's been a lot of, if we went around the sanctuary today, everyone would have a story to tell about how their life was interrupted. And but I tell you one thing, I am just glad that God has seen it fit for us to be back in his house today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Just a moment, I'm going to ask Brother Matt to come on up and lead us in prayer time. But before we do that, I want to turn to, he touched me. So if it's up on the screen, I have to, oh my goodness, he's got everything in line over here. During our prayer time, we're going to do things just slightly a little bit different. We want you to have prayer requests as we usually do here at Mount Calvary. But since we are live streaming, this is going out on the World Wide Web, all these wonderful things. If you want to, you can just kind of make it first names only like that. We won't give out too much. So if you're praying for me when I go on vacation, don't tell everybody that my house is empty at home. In other words, does that make sense to you? I hope that makes sense to you out there. Like, yeah, don't tell them, because the only thing they won't be able to steal is my golf clubs. I'll be taking them with me over there. So just remember, when we have prayer time, and we're going to pray for our country, we're going to pray for peace, we're going to pray for healing. We've got individuals within our congregation that would love to be here, but their bodies are just not allowing that to happen today. So just kind of keep that in mind when we have prayer time. But first, let's sing this great Bill Gaither hymn of the church, "He Touched Me." Amen.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. And all the joy
God's people said amen. What a joy. Brother Matt, if you'll come on up this morning and share with us a little bit, lead us in prayer time. Once again, I want to mention, we need to pray for our country, for the leadership, for safety, for health. Amen? Amen. Amen. Brother Matt, come on, come on.
Well, good morning. Shared a verse earlier this week, and of course I put it there on the slide. Verse that I don't know that I've ever quoted with as much enthusiasm as I have this week. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Prayer requests and praises this morning. Carol? Pray for Pat this morning. Hattie.
I got a text and we're to pray for Tyler, Dick, and Lula.
Amen. All right.
Remember Jerry Lee this morning too over there. Brother Matt, Jerry.
Yeah. Who else? Arlene? Yep, Gilbert.
I want prayer for my brother Earl. He's sick again today, and that whatever's going on with him, they'll find the cure.
Anyone else this morning?
Jennifer R.
Yes.
Jennifer R.
Just a family. Family, and she's still trying to deal with the loss of a father.
Yeah. Definitely. Jennifer R. Thank you, Terry R. We appreciate that. Anyone else? Before I go to prayer, I want to share something with you. Yesterday was the 76th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. And, of course, this is the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II. And each day that passes, there are fewer and fewer World War II veterans left. Something that I read for the first time many years ago, but I think today, with everything that's going on, its words ring even more true, perhaps, than they have in the past. And this was actually a prayer that President Franklin Roosevelt sent out right after the invasion, sent out to the American people so that the American people could pray together for those who were overseas. And I want to share the words of this prayer with you. It says, Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard, for the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again, and we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tired by night and by day without rest until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violence of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle and for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them. thy heroic servants into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in thee in this hour of great service. Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer, but because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer. As we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength, strength in our daily task to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces, and let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travail, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage into our sons, whoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters, of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With your blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of the enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogance. Let us lead us to the safety of our country and with our sister nations into a world united that will spell a sure peace, a peace invulnerable to the scheming of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. I thought those were some powerful words, to say the least, and words that still ring true today with everything that's going on. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much. We thank you for an opportunity to be in your house this morning. Lord, if nothing else, over the course of the last few weeks and the last couple of months, Father, we know that many times in the past, perhaps, I know myself at least, we've taken for granted the freedom and the opportunity that we have to come out and worship together. And Lord, as we've had to distance ourselves over the last few months, I pray, Father, that moving forward, we would never take that for granted again, that freedom that we have to worship together would be something that we would cherish until your return. We just want to lift up all these requests to you, Lord. We continue to pray for Pat with her recovery. We just pray that you would strengthen her and help her to make a full recovery. And with the requests that were sent in for Tyler and for Dick and Lula and for Jerry Lee and all those situations, Lord, we just pray that you provide what's needed. Lord, for Arlene's mom with the health struggles and for her brother as well with the threats and the need for protection and safety there, Lord, we just pray that you would bring a peace there and provide what's needed as well. And Lord, for Alice's sister Peggy, and Lord, we just pray that you'd be with her this morning, and also for Gilbert's brother as he's sick. And Father, we just pray that you give the doctors wisdom to know exactly what to do to treat his illness there, Lord. And as Vicky mentioned, for the choir members and the rest of our members and friends here from Mount Calvary that aren't able to be with us this morning, for whatever reason, Lord, we just pray that you'd be with each and every one. I pray that you just bring a swift end to all of the restrictions and everything else that we are under at the moment, Lord, and that this virus and this illness would not make a return, and that we would just be able to gather and worship together once again, Father, with our whole family here at Mount Calvary. Lord, we continue to pray for Jennifer and her family, and we just pray that you just continue to be with them, Father, and continue to give them comfort and peace through this time, Father. And Lord, we just pray that you bring a special peace and comfort to all those over the past few weeks that have lost loved ones. We just pray that you would wrap your loving arms around them, Father. And Father, for our country, for our nation, for the turmoil and the events that are going on right now, we just pray that you bring peace, pray that you bring justice where it's needed. And Lord, we just pray that you would be with those who have to make decisions, be with those who are defending our freedoms. We just pray that you just put a hedge of protection about them, Lord. And Father, we just thank you so much. And Father, and we just love you. And we pray for any other requests, for unspokens, for all those that may be watching through Facebook and those that will be listening later on with the recording. We just pray that you be with each and every one and give a special touch. We thank you for your blessings, and we pray, Father, that everything that we say and do will bring honor and glory to your name. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Matt. I want to just take a moment. You know, this is a great time since here within the sanctuary, we're doing things a little bit different. We have every other pew blocked off today. We have the majority of folks, either they're wearing masks or they wore masks in and then remove them when they come into the sanctuary. And, you know, it's a time also to do things a little differently. We have words up on the screen. And Brother Matt, thank you for taking care of that. Although, for the folks at home, I noticed when Matt's here, I could see from the side. I looked over at the monitor, and, you know, you can see every detail of his hairdo. And when I'm standing against this white screen, for you folks at home, no, I have not lost all my hair. You just can't see it against a white screen. So, but, you know, when we're doing that prayer time, and this is something I believe in, is prayer. Prayer is the answer for our illness. Prayer is the answer for our strife within our country. Prayer is the answer for those in leadership. Prayer for our police, for those folks that go out and just within their heart, they know that they need to make a statement. And I think that prayer is the answer. So I want to teach you a little course. I was going over this with Terry this morning, and I tried to sing the chorus, and then Hattie marched right in and corrected me that I was singing it wrong. So you'll hear two different versions. You'll hear the one that I'm singing and the one that Hattie's leading this morning. And I think that Vicky said that Hattie was correct. So, you know, it's just as usual, things are moving real smoothly here at Mount Calvary, just like they always do. So the title of this is just a little thing we used to sing, I know, the first few times I went to church, and it's called Thank You, Lord. And it kind of goes like this. Are we in D? Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so full and free. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so full and free. Amen. Amen. Thank you for singing along with me, and even for those who were singing with Hattie out there. So I love the message of that. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let's all get ready to stand. It's a great hymn. Oh, I like this one. The title is Victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus, number 82 in the regular or green or pink book, whatever we have over there. Stand your feet, and there it is. Victory in Jesus. Come and heal my brother.
somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love.
You may be seated out there at this time. Well, Vicki, it's an honor to have you come and play for our first service back, and Brother Terry Lee. And so how about you two of you just play something for us? Normally we'd be take up an offering. We've got a plate in the back there. So, but right now, just play something to make our hearts smile this morning. Beautiful. Amen. Amen. Beautiful out there. Now, let me see if I can put this mask on. We're going to ask Hattie to come on up. She has a birthday to share with us, and then we're going to ask her to sing a song. So when she's singing, we have to put our mask. This is the mask trio that we're going to do here. So come on up, Hattie, with your, and we're going to put Matt, we're going to be 6 foot away, I hope. Something like that. So, Matt, you're going to be over on that side. I'm on this side. And Hattie will have to sing all the words because we can't see them from here. But go ahead. Now, you've got birthdays. You've got birthdays.
We have birthdays.
Come on over there so they can hear you.
We have birthdays today. We have Jim Smith, Claude Revis, Jan Sullivan, and Jerry Lee.
Okay. Let's sing happy birthday. You ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jim, Claude, Jan, Jerry. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. No anniversaries today?
No anniversaries, Pastor.
Where's your sling at, Hattie?
I had to take it off. It hurt.
Your arm?
Yeah, oh. Everything.
Well, what happened? Tell the folks a little bit about what happened.
It wasn't hard. I wanted to try to beat
Come on over here by this. This thing is called a microphone. Talking to that. There you go. There you go. So
I wanted to try to beat this young man playing cornhole. So I decided he had one little bag. I don't know if that's proper terminology, but he had one little bag left. So I got up, I did it with this hand. Well, I lost my balance. I hit the stand, and I rolled over, and I have a fractured elbow. That's very easy.
Well, what the doctors say, he'd never heard of a cornhole
accident.
Fracture, is that what it is?
He's heard of basketball, baseball, football, but never.
Just before you sing, we have something for you. I was there during that. I mean, that was a catastrophic accident event and all like that. I was there. And it was so, and actually we just finished pitching horseshoes. Anybody remember those pitching horseshoes?
Yeah.
Cousin Rick, he was in traction for 2 days after pitching horseshoes. He was hurting so bad, his hip and all like that. I said, we're all getting older. But Will was the guy who was pitching the cornhole, and Hattie tried to come up and take it on. And sadly, she finished second in her cornhole competition. So we have this little trophy for Hattie. If we had a camera, you could zoom in, but I don't know if our zoom's strong enough to see this. So this is for you, finishing second
in the
cornhole competition over there.
I appreciate it. I'll remember this.
Oh. This is a song I like doing over here. It's Where Could I Go? Hattie, you'll have to sing all the verses over there. You ready? You can do it.
What key?
Put in that Cajun key for it. Give us a little intro, okay?
Is that the right key?
Yeah.
Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Vibing alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Clap your hands, folks. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Soul, needing a friend to help me in the end.
Brother, tell me now,
where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilly hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord? Sing it. Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? See. A refuge for my soul, needing a friend to help me in the end.
My brother, tell me now,
where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go but to the Lord?
Amen, amen, amen. Hattie, I think that hat has improved your singing out there. I tell you like that. I believe it.
You go to the dollar store,
you can find one. Imagine set over there. Well, you know, in just a moment, I want to share just a few moments of a little bit about what God has laid upon my heart. It's great to be back in God's house. It's great to see friends. And even for those folks that didn't make it out today, hopefully by having this opportunity to live stream and to kind of get us back in the feeling of coming into the house of the Lord and worshiping. I'm going to ask Brother Matt, put him on the spot as we always do. One of the recordings, he did a song, I don't know, it was a week or two ago, and it's How Great Thou Art. I think he'll know what key it is, but Brother Matt, I know we're getting back to services because I think he's going to be traveling next week. So I know we're back in church because Matt's traveling. See, that's how I know that. He'll be gone next Sunday. So since we've got him here today, if you don't mind, brother, just sing for us that great hymn of the church, How Great Thou Art. Come on out.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. And when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and takes me home, oh, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art.
Dust, can you see my hair already now? Yeah, it's starting to get there, huh? So you'll see more of it. You'll see more of it as the screen goes up. Brother Matt, that song, just How Great Thou Art. In all of the challenges and all of the trials, who would have thought that 3 months ago, things that we're going through, things that we're dealing with, we never even considered. I was going to tell Cousin Rick this morning, I was going to say, you know, about, I think it was February the 16th, we had a meal here downstairs, Valentine's for the ladies. And believe it or not, we had 47 ladies downstairs for a meal. I didn't want to tell that to Cousin Rick. He said, well, I guess you should have fed us today. You'd have had more people in church. So that's why I don't like to share those things with him. But when you think about how things can change so quickly, about how things on the horizon that you never even considered. And I know that I'd say over the last 3 months, I've heard more people's opinions, more people I've known, everyone I've talked to, they become physicians, they become experts in philosophy and governmental knowledge and policy. Everybody's got an opinion. But I'm here to tell you that I am still thankful for God. I believe that in our return here to Mount Calvary to an open service, that the first day, the first Sunday, I just wanted to talk a little bit about thanking God. In Philippians, in the fourth chapter, down in the sixth verse, scriptures you've heard many times, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. One of the other translations reads as such, make your petitions known. Pray to God for what concerns you, what troubles you, what you desire. But in everything, give thanks. Heavenly Father, just add a special blessing unto you, reading your word, and open our minds and hearts for a moment. We receive that truth from you. We ask this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen, amen. In everything, give thanks. I wrote a statement. If you're able by the grace of God to cultivate an attitude of thanksgiving in what we do, in what we say, in what we are about, we will know a life that is more fulfilling. And I think that will bring us into the will of God. You know, it's been different. Trust me, it's been different. It's different than anything I've ever seen. And in talking to so many people and so many with that same comment, boy, it's been different. And through all these changes, through all these challenges, sometimes it's hard to read that scripture and say, God, show me how I can apply that to my life each day, being thankful. I read about a fellow that when the restaurants were closed and it started everybody home, he wanted to be thankful, but he found it difficult. They sat down to pray with the family, and he prayed a blessing over the food, and he said, I'm not against leftovers, but I feel like I've prayed over this food three times already, you know? And y'all know what I'm talking about, the way it started over there, and everybody's eating at home, and same thing, and overgoing, and try, you know? Sometimes it's hard to be thankful, but God expects us to thank Him for everything. I think, first of all, we got to thank God for the things that are obvious. And I know that here at Mount Calvary, on our first Sunday back, people walked into the sanctuary and they looked around because things were different. You will find throughout the sanctuary now we have hardwood floor. Amen?
Amen.
Outside, there have been some power washing going on. Wow. Some of the folks around Mount Calvary, they've been busy. And first of all, I want to thank those that obviously need to be thanked for what they've done. First of all, for the group here coming in and doing the taping so that we could get some music out. We could get some uplifting words, and they were so faithful. We were here, we were scattered out, and doing whatever Hattie told us to do, we were doing it for the glory of God. I want to thank those guys that came in that helped out on the floor. You know, when it looked like we were going to be closed for a couple months, I said, well, this is the time to do it. And so we came in, removed all the carpet, all the padding, cleaned up things, and put an underlayment. And I want to thank Gilbert back there for helping us start out on this, for Cousin Rick over here, for Kevin, for Brother Matt, for Brother Bob Hyam. And I'll tell you, he was just a joy. He's and it's amazing how when I had this idea and I thought, well, we'll get some help, and I kind of thought I'll call these guys, and I phrased it a little differently, you know. I phrased, if you can bear to remove yourself from that loving wife at home to come help us out on the church for, and I'll tell you one thing, I couldn't even finish the sentence. For I'm there, brother. Whatever time, whatever you need, I am there. We have to thank those things, those people who deserve that thanks, and it's obvious. I think we need to thank those that have stood by the sick. I thank God that we've gotten a new perspective on who our heroes are in this great country. And I thank for each one of those that have put themselves in harm's way, have stood within those hospitals, and just have shown the love that God has placed in their hearts. I think that they should be thanked. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You need to thank God for all things that are obvious. But I think you also need to thank Him for those things that are a little obscure. They're not quite out in the open. Those little things that, you know, people aren't doing just so they get a little pat. They're doing them for the glory of God because they help another individual. If you read two verses later in the same chapter, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, are pure, what things are lovely, good report. These are the things that God's word tells you to focus on, and it takes effort. So I believe that we have had an opportunity to reflect upon those things in our lives that have meant so much to us. Just this past week, I got a note from a couple. Came to the church. It was addressed to me personally, so Hattie opened it and handed it to me. And I opened it up, and it was a thank you note. And it was from a wedding that I had done 4 years ago. And the folks said, you know, in this note, basically, they said that we never compensated you for that wedding. Now, I don't know if they were waiting 4 years to see how things would work out or not, but I'm just saying, I got the note. And there was a little back, you know, and they kind of filled in the blanks a little bit, talked about the kids and talked about how things and how they had a wonderful new addition to the family. But the moving things is we had time to reflect. And we just wanted to share a little bit of love. Wow. We've had an opportunity to reflect, haven't we? And I hope that you know within your heart the good things that God has done for each and every one of us. And I hope we take time to express to those individuals. You got to tell them. You got to say it. You got to do something. Doesn't have to be exciting. Doesn't have to be over the top. But just tell them. The old farmer who said, you know, he says, I've got the greatest wife. She is so loving. She is so precious that I almost told her. It doesn't work. You got to tell them. And then, I actually got notes this morning, Brother Matt. These are 10 weeks of sermons all put together in 20 minutes here. You have to be thankful for those things that are objectionable, those things that are hard to tolerate. But still, this word says you've got to be thankful. When I was very young, I read the story about Corrie ten Boom. It came to mind yesterday as I was hearing all the celebrations, as Matt mentioned earlier, about storming the beach in Normandy, about, wow, the wonderful history of World War II. And this is a story that you know. It's about a lady who grew up in the Netherlands, and her and her family were so instrumental on protecting Jewish families. But sadly, the whole family was captured. They were placed into prison, and it was not like a prison like we think of. It was one of the most horrible conditioned places you could ever think of. They said that the fleas in that place were just unbelievable. And it said that Corrie talked to her older sister and said, I don't know if I can take it. And her older sister said, but you know what? I thank God because I was able to hide our Bible and bring it in. They didn't search through. And I thank God for that. And it says within this Bible that I should be thankful for all things. And Corrie said, you know what? I can't be thankful for these fleas that are on me all the time. And what a horrible way to live. She says, well, what about being thankful that we're together as a family, because most of the families have been separated? But I thank God that we're together. And she says, I can be thankful for that. And thanks be unto God, later on when she was released and she lived for many years serving the Lord. But she says they didn't realize until later on that it was the fleas that were all over them that kept the guards from going in and molesting the sisters. The thing that I hated the most, God gave to me to keep me safe and to basically to save my life. Now, I know that we've got challenges. I know, oh my goodness, the things that we face as a nation, the things that we face as a church. But I tell you here, folks, if we will have the attitude of thankfulness unto our Heavenly Father, that it's an attitude that will change lives. How are we as Christians going to deal with it? That's the question. And I believe you need to open that Bible. You need to take those verses that God lays upon your heart. And you have to not only believe it, but you got to live it. You got to live with an attitude of thankfulness unto Him. I don't understand everything. I don't have all answers to the question. Trust me. But I do know that God still loves us. Amen? Amen. I'm going to close in prayer, and I want to ask you to stand to your feet. And there's a song that we do here at Mount Calvary, and I didn't give it to Matt, so we won't probably have it up on the screen, but it's called The Family of God. Oh, he does? Well, you just pretend it's down then, why don't you? You pretend it's down. And if you don't know it, do it like the rest of our singers do. Just fake it out there. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad to be in the house of the God with the family. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. And God, we thank you for this opportunity to open the doors, to welcome folks in, God, to see faces that we haven't seen in months, God. And we thank you for all those that are home there that decided to tune in on and to just see this live streaming of our first service back here at Mount Calvary. But most of all, we thank you, God, for you. We thank you for keeping your hand of safety upon us. We thank you for sending a son to die upon a cross for the remission of our sins and give us that wonderful gift of eternal life. So, Heavenly Father, we just ask now that you'll give us safe traveling mercies. We'll be over all those prayer requests that we mentioned earlier, Father, and through all the struggles that we're going through, God, let us still be thankful unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Stand to your feet if you're able and sing with me. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood, joined heirs with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm part of the family of God. Bye. You're dismissed. God bless you.